Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello. Okay, wonderful. I just experienced a power outage. The internet cut out, and I recorded a quarter of today's episode, and now I have to start again, and I'm trusting that the spirit of the land is going to support me here. I'm at the tiny house and right next door to our house construction, and we experience all kinds of amazing challenges every moment, and so here we are. So today I want to be talking about how you can bring so much ease and joy to project planning by inviting the nature spirits to the design table. Who are the nature spirits? Who are the nature spirits? The clients that I mentor ask me this a lot, and they ask, how can we collaborate with them? How do I know that I'm communicating with the right energy and the right nature spirit? And to give you an overview of the nature spirits and their relationship to other energies on the property, they are the builders of form. They are the builders of form, and they are manifestations, expressions of the four elements: water, air, fire, and earth. And they receive the blueprints from the cosmos. They receive the blueprints from the angels and the landscape devas, as well as the archetypes of certain species of trees, archetypes of certain species of rocks, archetypes of certain natural phenomenon, archetypes of rivers, of lakes, right, of caves. And they are the ones who are joyfully, delightfully building form on our earth. And so we as humans have the power to collaborate with energetic phenomenon on our property. We as architects have the power and the capacity to collaborate with energetic phenomenon, with the subtle realms, with the nature spirits, with the spirit of the land, to download, if you will, or transmit or receive inspiration for architectural forms. Now, nature spirits are not building buildings. That's a human thing, right? That's a human gift. But humanity over the ages has received a lot of inspiration and encouragement from angelic beings, from cosmic beings, from devic beings given humanity inspiration at certain periods of time in humanity's evolution to create great works of architecture. Gaudi, for example, the famous Sagrada Familia church, that was a period of time where there was a lot of inspiration streaming through, or a lot of influence from the cosmos streaming through to support these great, incredibly creative architects to birth these great works of architecture. Chartres Cathedral is one of them as well. the Great Pyramids, right, of Giza. The list goes on and on. We are also at a time where we're receiving a lot of support from councils of light above. And we have the power to tap into those councils, tap into the cosmic blueprints that are the cosmic ideas and the new impulses from the cosmos to bring down designs for humanity, to bring down designs that will nourish your clients' souls, nourish this earth, and emanate light and help to raise the frequency of this earth to a vibration that supports everyone's highest unfolding, everyone's highest healing. Okay. So I'll give you an example. I just came back from, just checking my mic here. I just came back from next door from the construction site, and my husband and I were looking at the progress of the brick garden wall that is being built to enclose the front end of our property. And I was getting really pissed off because I'm seeing like wonky corners that aren't 90 degrees. You know, there's a moments where this brick wall has to turn a corner and it turns into this small L shape. And, you know, the property isn't, of course, totally parallel, right? The property line isn't. So the builders, you can see, are trying to keep it parallel, one wall parallel with another, but then it ends up being really wonky with another wall. So I was getting annoyed and I'm like, I'm having my perfectionist, egotistical architect moment. Do you know what, can you relate to those moments where you're just getting so frustrated with the fact that things are not getting built the way you want them to, right? So Carlos Scarpa, who's an architect that I love and really appreciate because of his high level, high caliber craft skills. He's an Italian architect that I really, really love and was fortunate enough to spend time in Rome during my education, or in Italy, and saw his works. But a friend of mine, another architect friend of mine, told me a story, and I'm not sure if this is true or not, but Carlos Scarpa, when he got frustrated and angry at his workers for not doing the most perfect, precise job, is he would get really angry and start yelling, you know, like the typical like egotistical architect. And he told me that once he actually threw a hammer at one of his workers. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but it's just to give you, paint you a picture, and again, of, you know, like these really egotistical architects. So I had a moment there. He does reside within me. I'll just be totally honest with you. He does reside within me. I start yelling. I'm getting upset. I get frustrated that it's not, you know, getting built the way that I want it to get built. I'm upset that we don't have access to high quality materials anymore. I'm upset that we don't have access to high quality craftsmen anymore. But I mean, bless their souls, I love my builders still. You know, they're just like, you want us to do another curve, Aisha? Okay. Like, these curves are going to kill us. Meanwhile, I'm working with a very rigid, fairly box-like house structure, but I'm trying to bring feminine flow. And so I'm taking every opportunity that I can to kind of bend a corner, smooth it out, you know, bring some flow. And they're like, of course you want to make the entrance stair curving. Like, of course I do. Look at this building. It's so rigid, right? It's so hard masculine. Okay. So this was me just like an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. And I listened to my intuition in the moment. My husband, he had to go off and do something. I said, I need to calm down and sit in this garden and meditate. And so I sat amongst all the construction mess, amongst all the wonky corners, and I sat on a brick and I tuned into the belly of Gaia, into the earth, and I gave thanks to her for being able to build on this property. And then I reached out to the nature spirits, and I reached out to the spirit of the land as well. Sometimes I reach out to them at the same time. And I ask them for help. I ask them for help to provide a vision for the design of the front garden. Because I was getting really stuck on these wonky corners. How am I going to meet this, you know, outdoor deck with this wall? And I'm getting all caught up in my mind and in the details. So I closed my eyes and I kept them closed. It is so important for us to go deep and tune into our inner world and establish the connection with the inner world of the landscape, and that the landscape or the property, and that is the world of the nature spirits. They whisper their wisdom to you. They give you ideas. They joke. They tell you, oh, Aisha, you're just such an egotistical architect. All right, beauties, maybe the nature spirits are playing some tricks on me, but again, there's a storm outside and there's some strange stuff happening with tech. I'm back for part two of today's episode. Okay, so where was I? I was tuning in and connecting with the nature spirits and the spirit of the land to help me to receive a vision for the blueprint of the garden. To get an idea of the flow of forms, the flow of the lines on the front part of the house, the front garden. And I calmed my nervous system down through the breath. And they began to show me the levels of at which the deck needed to be. They began to show me where I needed to add some more flowing curves to fix the wonkiness of this L-shaped brick wall that I was talking about. And they helped me to carve another kind of separate gathering space in the garden that perhaps could be where we gather around a fire, or perhaps even maybe a fountain at the center. The clear image there. All right, beauties. Third one is a charm. There's something up with some tech today. All right. So I tapped in, connected with the spirit of the land and the nature spirits, and they provided me the flow forms, the flow lines, the forces that are required, the forms and the forces that are required to create a garden that is harmonious in the front part of our house. Okay. And I expressed my gratitude to them, and all flowed in a matter of, I would say, under 10 minutes. I received the whole vision for the garden. And if you think about it, in conventional consulting, we don't take the time enough to go outside and connect with nature. We don't take the time to go outside and breathe and connect to our bodies, connect to our intuition. And the outcome of this is a huge, big, fat waste of time. Huge, big, fat waste of money. Huge, big, fat waste of rolls of paper, drawing paper, right? Computer, huge, big, fat waste of time in front of the computer, right? Because most of us are drafting on the computer now. Why? Because you'd be you'd be trying to figure out the design of that front garden and the relationship of the higher terrace with the lower terrace and figuring out how to fix these wonky walls in with your mind. And you would then end up only with your mind. And then you would end up doing option after option after option. And perhaps you may get to a point where it's working on the 10th option. Now, of course, if you're a talented architect, it may just come fluidly for you. And that's what I call being gifted with talent and inspiration, also from the higher realms, right? Even if you don't realize it, right? But more and more, we need to be establishing, creating that communion with the nature beings, with the nature spirits, because they are here to support us in the act of creation, in the act of building form. And I'm so, so grateful for them. And I relaxed after connecting with them. And I saw how, you know, how becoming really frustrated and angry and panicking about, you know, how are these materials going to come together? How are these walls going to work? How are we going to make these 90 degrees again? Or how are we going to bring some life? Like worry, 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 worry. And they helped me to come to a place of center, of centering, of grounding, and opened up the doorway into the one optimal solution. The one optimal solution that's going to work for the fruitful function of that garden. I hope this is making sense to you. I invite you to, when you know, for the projects that you're working on, you may be an interior designer, a landscape architect, an architect who is building houses for other people, maybe even large buildings, a hotel project, whatever that might be, I invite you to take 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, even better. Go out to the property and find a spot on the property that you feel good on without overthinking. Just let your body guide, let your feet guide you there. Sit down. If there are other people around, tell them that you need some time to tune in. Now, if you have colleagues, if there are builders around, I know it can be kind of like, oh my God, they're going to think I'm weird, like meditating on the property. I mean, of course, if you feel more comfortable to do it when you're alone, then go ahead and do it. But more and more, we need to be bold with our spiritual gifts, bold with our capacity to listen with our feminine wisdom and say, no, this is part of the process. No, you can't cut my time for this. You know, we can't just not visit the site. And you can't just expect me to design a project without visiting the site. That's like the bare minimum. There are some of my clients have shared stories where they're like, they don't even have the time allocated in the firm to go visit the actual site, and they need to design the project on the computer. And I don't care how evolved or high tech your computer software is, if you can kind of get all the GPS information and then you can get this whole 3D simulated view of the property, you know, and then you're like, oh, you can actually see the property through the digital lens. I don't give a shit. I don't care. if you are close, if you are able to drive there, go to the actual property. You will not receive the energetic signs, information, qualities, nor the inspiration that you need without being there physically in person. Now, there's a side note to this. I work telepathically as well. And so, you know, I'm supporting property owners who are not currently in the same country that I'm living in right now. And so it's not that convenient for us to be flying everywhere, right? Although sometimes I do take flights to the site. So I work with them telepathically. But that is the key. It's the working telepathically means that you are actually journeying to the inner realms of the landscape. That's what I just talked to you about. I went to the site, I was there, I was in the garden, but I closed my eyes to enter into the inner realms of the landscape, to the inner realm of the property, to receive the blueprint, to receive the information. We do way too much looking. We do way too much photo taking at the beginning of a project, you know, or, you know, if you are visiting the site. I recommend that you don't even take any photographs in the first stages of the design process. I don't take photographs anymore. I go into the inner realm of the landscape by doing deep meditation, asking support from Gaia, from the nature spirits, from the spirit of the land, to receive the optimal blueprint that will support my clients unfolding, highest unfolding, and their families unfolding. Okay. But you can, this is just such a good example of, you know, I just experienced stress, anger, egotism, right? And then thankfully I have the tools to be able to switch that off and say, okay, no, this is what I need to do. And this is the feminine approach, women. It's the feminine approach. The feminine goes inward into the dark. She goes into her womb, into that cauldron of creation to pull the information out. The man is the outer, the pushing forward, right? The fire, the pushing forward energy. We are the vessel, right? We are the receiver. So how can you turn yourself into that deep, dark cauldron of creation? How can you bring yourself into that state so that you can connect with the inner realms of the landscape, with the spirit, with the flow, with the energy of the landscape? You may, of course, also in those states encounter not so great energies, right? Energies that make you uncomfortable, that make you stressed. You may encounter ghosts, right? But that's all part of the picture of the landscape, of the story. It's it's all part of the story of the property. It's all part of the story. And even the dark energies can provide you with very, very important information about where to place this garden wall, or where to have the entrance, or where there, you know, a certain part of the property may need some clearing and cleansing. I should do an episode just on the clearing, cleansing, land healing. I'll do that. So today's focus is about bringing the nature spirits to the design table, bringing them to the design table so that they co-create with you in creating architecture. Another piece that I want to mention before I wrap up today's session or today's episode is that the one of the gateways, one of the gateways to connecting with the nature spirits is through your imagination, through your capacity to imagine. That is the realm of their language, their communication. And so when you awaken your capacity to imagine, then that is the language, one of the, I would say, the main language that they are communicating with you with. The imagination is not something like, oh, you're just imagining things like that, not that kind, right? The kind that, you know, our maybe parents or other authorities in our life or society has said that, oh, that's just a figment of your imagination. That's not real. You're making things up. Imagination is one of the most powerful sources of creation. And so by tapping into your feminine flow, by tapping into your creative intuitive capacities, by doing meditation, breathing, breath work, right? There are many different vehicles to be able to also exercise that faculty of imagination. You'll feel emotion, feelings as well. They communicate through feelings, images, and everyone will receive different images. They will feel different feelings in different parts of their bodies when they're communicating with the nature spirits. It takes some practice. I do support my clients in honing those skills when they visit properties, when they're working on projects. And then you start to really hone them to a degree where you can actually then start to communicate with them from a distance and tune into them telepathically. So, nature spirits at the design table, we must bring them back. We must bring them back to the design table. We must bring spirit back to the design table, the devas, the angels, and take them 100% seriously as collaborators in building architecture. Thank you so much for joining today's episode, and I look forward to sharing more wisdom, tips, tools, keys to designing in a way that will bring prosperity, abundance to your design practice, and designing in a way that brings your body, your soul, much joy, much ease, and building in a way that's going to make a really big difference on this planet, that's going to help lay the foundations for a healthier, vibrant, beautiful new earth. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Talk next time. Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, Güle güle.